Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. This Sunday, we celebrate the great feast. I think it a great feast that Jesus allowed himself to be baptized by John so that people could see the importance of this gesture. Jesus submitted himself, he humbled himself as a baptism of repentance, not to be purified himself, but that we be purified. And oh, brothers and sisters, many times perhaps we have negated the great blessing that God gave us in baptism. But all we have to do is acknowledge our weakness and experience the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. So let's take a look at the readings for today. The first, what we want to do, is to look at the prayer. This prayer is, I think, very good and very important for us. Almighty ever-living God, who when Christ had been baptized in the River Jordan, and as the Holy Spirit descended upon him, solemnly declared him your beloved Son, grant that your children by adoption, that's us, reborn of water and the Holy Spirit, may always be well-pleasing to you, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Ponder that prayer. Ponder that. Remember, when Jesus was baptized, the Spirit came upon him like a dove, and the voice of the Father thundered, "This is my beloved Son, of whom I am well pleased." He's identifying himself with us to save us, to save you and me. Please don't take that lightly. Let your heart be really touched today. Take time today, say, "Lord, thank you for being baptized, you who did not need any baptism, but you did it to show us the way." Please, brothers and sisters, thank him today. The first reading for today is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 1 to 11. Thus says the Lord, "All you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come, receive grain and eat. Come without pain and without cost. Drink wine and milk. Why spend your money for what is not bread, your wages for what fails to satisfy? Heed me, and you shall eat well. You shall delight in rich fare. Come to me heedfully. Listen that you may have life. I will renew with you the everlasting covenant, the benefits assured to David, as I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander of nations. So shall you summon a nation you knew not, and nations that knew you not shall run to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, who has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call him while he is near. Let the scoundrel forsake his way, and the wicked man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord for mercy, to our God who is generous in forgiving. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. For just as from the heavens the rain and the snow come down and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows and bread to the ones who eats, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. My word shall not return to me void, that means empty, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it." Brothers and sisters, we've been baptized. Are we living that out? Are we really living that out? A child of God? Or was that just for babies? It was for you and me, for our whole life, that all the graces that can help us to live according to his will are given to us. Please, brothers and sisters, open your hearts to him today. And today we look now at Isaiah 12, the responsorial psalm for us. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation, Isaiah 12. God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation. Give thanks to the Lord. Acclaim his name among the peoples. Make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name. Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. God is here. He's given us everything to come to live with him forever. Do we just push it aside? Do we just ignore? Do we do it every once in a while? Or are we giving ourselves to the Lord? Let's take a look now at the first letter of John, chapter 5, verses 1 to 9. Beloved, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten by God, and everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by him. In this way, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome, for whoever is begotten by God conquers the world. And the victory that conquers the world is our faith. Who indeed is the victor over the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood. The Spirit is the one who testifies, and the Spirit is truth. So there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are of one accord. If we accept human testimony, the testimony of God is surely greater. Now the testimony of God is this, that he has testified on behalf of his Son. Think of that. Brothers and sisters, God has presented his Son to us in this world. My goodness, how close are we to him? Do we pray every day? Please, if you're terribly busy, at least 10 minutes a day. If you can pray for a half hour, pray for a half hour. But give God time every day, please, because not only does he want you to hear his word, but the more we pray and the more we follow him, the more we're able to give him to others. We've got actually many times more wisdom, not major wisdom, but simple something that really touches another person that we wouldn't have known. God is very good to us. So please, please, he is your source. He is your livelihood. He is your Savior. Take everything to him and to his mother. They will help you. And the gospel for today is taken from Mark chapter 1, verses 7 to 11. This is what John the Baptist proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. In other words, I'm worthy of nothing. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." Short gospel, powerful gospel. God revealing himself to his people. Jesus is the Son of God, the Father who is in heaven. They're united as one with the Holy Spirit. You have a God that can give you everything you really need. Some things I've asked for I haven't gotten, but I found out later I didn't really need them. He was going to give it to me another way, through another person, whatever. But sometimes he answers us directly because he hears every word. I've been thinking about that. God hears every word I pray and every word I say, and he does the same for you. Do your words please him? Do your words honor him? He is our Father, and he's come to save us, and he's come to set us free. That's what we want, brothers and sisters. That's what we want. I want to be with all of you in heaven. St. Gregory said this, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. This is he who, without leaving my side, dwelt in the tomb of Mary. It is he who is neither separated from me nor confined in her. My Son and the Son of Mary are not two sons, but one. One and the same is he who is perceived by the mind and he who is perceived by the eyes. He who is invisible and him whom you have seen. He who is eternal and he who is subject to time. He who is one with me in my divinity and he who is one with you in your humanity, in all things except sin. He is the mediator between himself and his servants, for in his own person he reconciles with me all who have sinned. He is my Son and the Lamb, priest and victim, offerer and offering. He himself is both the sacrifice and the one who receives the sacrifice." Such was the Father's testimony to his only Son after his baptism in the Jordan. And when in the sight of his disciples, Christ was transfigured on the mountain, and his face shone with a radiance surpassing the radiance of the sun, again those words were repeated, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Listen to him. Please, brothers and sisters, please take time to read his word. Please take time to pray the rosary. Please. They don't take hours. But give God, say, "God, here I am, your Son. I love you and I want to know you more. Help me. Lord, I'm your daughter. You're my Father. You're my Savior. And I'm in need. Or I just want to come to praise you for all the good you have done for me." Whatever the case may be, come to him frequently, even throughout the day. Speak to him. He will draw you closer and closer to himself. Do you believe that? It took me what I think was a number of years before I really believed and I really experienced the presence of God in my life. Brothers and sisters, God wants to speak to you and God wants to speak through you, as I've said before, to his people. Open your heart for him and may God abundantly bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.